you know, it's okay to make mistakes here, Nina. You know, that's the beauty of HP. Nobody's always catching you for it. Hey, you made a mistake. You know, you could be making a mistake and there could be a failure, but what did you learn out of it? That should be the attitude that we are looking at. And how do you grow out of it, and how do you make sure that it doesn't happen again and you learn those things?
Welcome to the Manage Self, Lead Others Leadership Podcast with Nina Sunday for experienced and aspiring people managers. This show will help you explore ways to become a more intentional leader. Each episode, host Nina Sunday speaks with some of the brightest business minds on the planet who share a passion to elevate and transform team culture. Workplace culture hides in plain sight. Is yours flourishing? Join the movement to make your workplace a better place to work. Are you ready? Because it's time to manage self, lead others.
Simali Shukla is an accomplished human resources leader named in the prestigious Human Resources magazine's Best in HR list. Currently head of HR, Australia and New Zealand for HP, based in Melbourne, Australia, Simali started with HP India in 2015 as their talent acquisition lead, relocating to HP Australia 2 years later. Having earned a Master's in Human Resources from Thames Valley University, London, over 20 years of HR experience, Simali was talent acquisition lead at Ernst Young, now EY, HR manager at Samsung, and staffing head at Coca-Cola India. It is my honour to welcome Best in HR, Simali Shukla. Welcome, Simali Shukla.
Thank you, Nina. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, it must have been very exciting to be named on the Best in HR list when it happened.
Well, it came as a surprise, but yes, it was very exciting. I'm pretty new to the HR community in Australia, 6 years here now. And, you know, I have been trying to communicate with the rest of the industry professionals, and I've tried to contribute in my own ways by being at various forums, sharing the best practices, etc. So this came as a surprise. You know, it was like 6 years in the industry. Hey, people do know you, and they do acknowledge you're doing some good work out there.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. Now, and also just a couple of days ago, you presented at the HR Summit on the Gold Coast here in Queensland. Tell us about that, and what were some of the things you spoke about?
Sure. That was quite an exciting one. Just to let you know, there were leading companies there, like Google's of the world and Amazon and Lenovo and all. So it was exciting to be a part of that fraternity where you have colleagues who are from the industry, and they also know, and they can also contribute equally. Just to let you know about the topic, I spoke about changing lives for good. I spoke in details about the well-being initiatives that we at HP have taken. How does it impact the productivity and performance of our people and making life better for them? So it was quite an interesting topic, especially that, you know, we are out of the pandemic, we are in an endemic stage now, you know, so well-being has taken its own importance. Yes. So it was interesting sharing about it. It was a topic which was very relevant. And I got so many questions after I stopped presenting. And people did share the best practices, that what are they doing in their own organizations. It was very, very exciting.
Well, those sort of events are really quite amazing, to bring everybody forward with their thinking. Now, the being named Best in HR was really based on certain criteria, and one was initiating various programs or inside the organization. What's the one that you're most proud of?
I'll talk about well-being again, you know, which is very, very close to my heart. So just to let you know, I take care of well-being initiatives as a part of my HR job, not only for ANZ, but across Greater Asia. I lead that pillar across Greater Asia. So when the pandemic happened, none of us were prepared for it. Yeah, it was like suddenly, we were all working from home, and there were people who were forced to be in social isolation. And you are aware that, you know, Melbourne had one of the longest lockdown, the biggest lockdown in the world.
That's
so
right.
It did impact people. So HP always had wellness as a pillar of the HR strategy. And we always had focus on the physical, emotional, and financial wellness part. But we realized more needed to be done. So what we did was we tied up with Mental Health First Aid Association of Australia. They are the experts in it. And we reached out to them and we introduced the Mental Health First Aid Program, which was very well appreciated. What it did was it created a kind of an army where people could reach out to their colleagues who were trained to acknowledge, you know, hey, you're feeling these kind of things, and also to help them, to support them better. What can you do? Yeah, and it was not only the HR or the managers that were the first line of support. This extended army, which was certified by MHFA, proved to be a support. What we also did, and I'm extremely proud of it, was we trained our managers, the manager population, because an employee, if he or she is feeling stressed or is feeling anxiety, they would reach out to either HR or their manager saying, hey, you know, I would need a sick leave. So we got our managers trained on how to look out for some early signs, you know, in their staff before they actually go ahead and tell them. So I'm extremely proud of it because it was very well received and it was very well required during pandemic. You know, people felt that HP went away ahead and introduced that initiative. And it was a big help to them in those lockdown
periods. And just briefly, can you name maybe two or three early warning signs that a manager needs to look out for?
Sure, why not? I think lack of energy. Lack of energy, just, you know, not being oneself. Yeah,
A change in personality.
Absolutely, yes. Absolutely. Yes. An employee who's definitely chirpy or comes across as somebody who's very passionate, if he or she feels low, that's the first warning sign. You need to check. The simple question is, are you okay? Yeah, are you doing okay? Let me, you know, rather than just delving into, hey, these are the KRAs, this is what I wanted to discuss with you in a meeting, the manager needs to check, are you doing okay? Hey, I felt a little off here, you know, why do I feel so? That's one. Secondly, if an employee, you know, wants to go on a sick leave and you need to ask, hey, all's well with you? You know, is it, because sometimes people are hesitant. They think the managers might judge them on that, you know, hey, you're taking a sick leave, etc. The manager needs to check on the employees because they are a part of the extended family. Not only do they work for you, they are a part of your team. So it's like your extended family that you need to take care of.
And also it's tone of voice, isn't it? To have
absolutely,
a tone
that's
of
very important as well. Yeah.
Thanks, it's not, I'm checking on you and what's wrong with you. It's like, yes. I really want to make sure that you are okay.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
And are some managers less able to put that caring tone of voice than others? And how do you get them to be a bit more team friendly?
Look, everybody is different, yeah? You don't necessarily need to be a people's person, yeah, there, but simple signs like what you would do to your own loved ones out there, just checking out and being very genuine about it. You know, it's very important to be genuine about it, that, you know, you genuinely care and you want to help that person. That's what is important. Yeah, simple questions like what I said, are you doing okay? Hey, what are your plans for the weekend? I saw this, you know, this thing, where can I help you better? I felt the tone of the voice was a little low. How can I help you better? I think that means a lot for the employee.
That's right. Now, were there any other initiatives that maybe at first company leadership was a little bit doubtful about and you had to convince them to get it moving?
Look, thankfully, our leadership, we had the leadership buy-in from the day one, you know. In fact, the tagline we used across leadership was making life better. You know, it's three simple words, but it talks a lot. Making life better for our employees, for our extended community, for our customers. So we spoke about everybody. This message was conducted across, well, whether it was a coffee connect, whether it was a one-on-one. We used to, all of us out there in the leadership team used to start with, you know, making life better. That speaks a lot. You know, you're talking about making life better. The employees feel you're genuinely invested in it.
You know, yeah. That was going to be one of my questions. Do you ever use a catchphrase to rally people behind an initiative? Yes,
we do. Making life better is one of them, you know, which we use very commonly at ANZ. And it's really worked, you know. The other day I even saw that we have a HP leaders board out there, you know, the HP wall, which is our founders wall, as we call it. People have written it out there, making life better. Look how it resonates with people and people, it's impacted their lives. So somebody had written, we all write messages out there, what we feel. It could be anything, you know, you're feeling passionate about it. It could be a project, etc. It was right there on the founder's wall by one of the employees.
Is it like a whiteboard that you can just add a message?
It's a blackboard with an HP tag on it.
And, that's lovely.
There's a chalk out there. You could just write messages.
Right. And it's there in most of our
offices, so people can just come and express themselves. They can talk about, hey, I'm feeling so and so. So seeing it right there, the message, I was like, we've done something right. You know, people are actually talking about it.
That's lovely. Any other initiatives that you got started while you've been here at HP in Melbourne?
A lot of them are also HP worldwide initiatives. Yeah, we have replicated. Okay. So something like, you know, we offered a me day to our employees saying, hey, this is your paid time off. You could go and spend time with your families or do something that you love doing. That's something, you know, I'm very proud of. And people came back and shared their stories. How did they spend their me day? You know, we encouraged them to. It's like, you know, the company is telling you, hey, go and live your life. It's a work-life balance initiative. That's something I would like to talk about. We also gave them a well-being allowance, which was very generous last year. And, you know, we asked them to spend on anything they wanted to, whether they wanted to buy some sports equipment, somebody would want to buy a treadmill, or somebody would want to do a Zumba class, etc. No questions asked. That's your well-being allowance. So well-being allowance and me day are another two things that, you know, I'm very, very proud of that we go. I went ahead and did that. A lot of other things. MHFA initiative was one of them. We also took it forward as a well-being ambassador program across Greater Asia. You know, because MHFA is very Australia specific. We requested one of our MHFA trainers to design a program across Greater Asia, which is not very Australia specific, but which could be run across Greater Asia and people could benefit from it. Till date, we've got 150 plus well-being ambassadors across Greater Asia.
Oh, so, isn't that wonderful? Yeah, so that sounds like it was a very popular initiative.
It was a very popular, and this was completely voluntarily that you had to opt for it. Yeah, we didn't push people into it. This program is there, you want to opt for it. People went and attended it, got certified, and they went ahead and used it. They not only used it at work, Nina, they used it back there at home with their family, with their loved ones. They were like, oh, you know, I'm feeling that this one of my friends is a little low. Let me go and check on him or her and look out for early signs. So those kind of stories really resonate with us. You know,
isn't that lovely? Because it's like that you've given them a badge that they can wear that gives them permission.
Yep.
To take their own initiative when they think somebody is a bit low and needs a bit of a lift. That sounds like it's got a ripple effect, which is great.
Yes, and just to let you know, we are a gold status awarded organization by MHFA. So HP Australia is a gold certificate.
Tell us about MSA, what is that?
MHFA, that's Mental Health First Aid Association of Australia.
Oh, right. And that's an Australian association?
It's an Australian association. I would strongly recommend those of the organizations who are looking for the experts because as, you know, what they do is they, like a first aid program, like we normally have a first aid program. The only difference is rather than physical health, this is more about mental health. So the program itself talks about look out for signs. The beauty of the program is they discuss the real life corporate instances. You know, like they would discuss the corporate instance, like an employee was, the manager found an employee not so well and, you know, she had tears in her eyes. What should the manager do?
Yes.
You know, what should he or she ask that employee?
Oh, that's
so they have scenarios like this. So it's a beautiful program which is designed around, you know, the daily life situations, what a manager could or an employee could experience and what to do, what's the right thing to do in those circumstances.
So in summary, you put a number of people who volunteered to go through that program and then they were certified as a mental health ambassador?
First aid officer. MHFA officer.
Oh, that is wonderful. That's wonderful.
Yeah, and the company paid for it because, you know, we were genuinely invested in our employees and we wanted, look, it benefits them as well. When they know that, you know, hey, you could feel these things and what to do in those circumstances, they can practice it on self as well.
Well, of course, that's human resources supporting training and upskilling, which is one of the functions of HR. Are there any other examples where you've supported the training and upskilling of staff in different areas?
Lots. We've got a grow talent pillar as a part of our people strategy, which is again a very, very critical pillar. So we've got these grow talent programs where right from an individual contributor to a middle management to a senior management, we've got specifically designed programs around it. The beauty of these programs is these programs not only have theoretical part to it, you know, they also have these go-dos where people have to go, the people who are attending these trainings have to go and practice it in their daily jobs, right. Those scenarios. And they have sponsors and mentors whom they come back to saying, hey, you know, I did so such and such in my daily job. And that's how I practice this and this and this. So that, you know, we make sure that the learnings that they have, they're also doing it in their real life. They're implementing it. Yeah, so we've got a lot of training programs. To name a few, we've got Jumpstart, which is for the individual contributors. We've got a WILL program, which is Women in Leadership program, right. Which is specifically for our diversity talent. We've got Trailblazer, which is for middle management and above, which is specifically a leadership program to get them up there, you know, to yes. make sure that they become directors and above. Yeah, so there are different programs at all levels.
It seems to me, Dimali, you started with HP in India in 2015, I believe.
Yes,
it seems to me that you're a bit of a trailblazer. Is that right?
Well, that's one example of it. Look at the beauty of how we believe in exporter of talent. You know, we believe in exporting the talent. And I'm one example here where you could start in any part of the world in a different position. And if there is another position in another part of the country, you could apply for it. And basis your merit and basis those interviews that you're successful at, you go there and work. So I'm one example, just to let you know, I joined HP in 2015, just after the separation between HPI and HPE happened.
That's right.
And I was a talent acquisition head for India. When this position came up and somebody had resigned and moved to another job, and this position came up in Australia, and I've learned a lot through this position. And people made sure. So HP has a growth mindset. The leaders made sure. The manager who had hired me, she's currently the HR leader worldwide. And she hired me and she mentored me into it. You know, she right. made sure that I was successful in the role.
This is it. So HP believes in having managers build the capability of their direct reports, their individual contributors, so they can rise up within the organization.
Absolutely.
And have a wonderful career.
Yeah.
So what is next for you, Simali?
Well, I'm currently enjoying what I'm doing. Last year, I got into my role, got expanded, and I'm also taken over a part of Greater Asia, two functions across Greater Asia. So that's exciting, you know, getting to work with different people across different countries. You know, there are people based out of Singapore, Vietnam, Thailand, etc. These teams are spread across Greater Asia. So I'm really learning new things and I'm enjoying that part of the role, apart from my ANZ role.
Oh, that's lovely. You know, the award or the being named Best in HR had two criteria. One was leading initiatives within your organization, but also advancing the perspective or the perception of HR within the organization. Can you think of something where you advance the perception of HR internally?
I think, thank you for asking this question. It's a beautiful question. Look, HR is a very, very important role in an organization. You're responsible for, like I said, making lives better for people. Yeah, you're one of the agents to do that. People come to you with a lot of expectations. So how do you make sure that you're doing it? Mm. It requires a lot of empathy and putting yourself in those people's shoes to understand their situation, where do they want to be, developing their career, etc. Something that I'm very passionate about is talent development. And, you know, I've practiced it across. So what I do is if somebody is coming to me with a, you know, hey, I'm currently at this position and I would like to go ahead and enhance, I genuinely guide that person. I not only show him or her a path or a position that they can go for, but I also tell them ways like, you know, hey, you could perhaps get a mentor or coach within the organization and I could help you with the same. I guide you to have such and such person as the coach. I recommend them through Grow Talent programs. I would even go ahead and recommend, you know, we've got something called Brain Candy, yeah, which is the enhanced learning management system.
Brain I would recommend Candy, I love it.
That's a catchy name, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, I would recommend courses there. I would go ahead and share the open position. So it's like an overall role where you advance somebody's career and help him or her go up in their career. So I think that's what I enjoy doing the most. You know, it's okay to make mistakes here, Nina. You know, that's the beauty of HP. Nobody is always catching you for it. Hey, you made a mistake. You know, you could be making a mistake and there could be a failure, but what did you learn out of it? That should be the attitude that we are looking at. And how do you grow out of it? And how do you make sure that it doesn't happen again? And you learn those things.
This is amazing, Simali, because what I'm hearing is HP has a culture that is almost its trade secret.
It is.
It's a successful one, and You're doing all the right things. You're ticking all the boxes. It's just amazing. I hope a lot of managers from different companies are listening to this, because it'll give you inspiration that it might be possible to transform and make your culture, the workplace, a wonderful place to work. So you're part of the solution, Simali.
We've been a great place to work 2 years in a row in Australia, and most of our countries in Greater Asia are GPTW certified. We were also named as best places to work. Not sure if you saw that on my LinkedIn. Last year, we were number 20 on the list.
I did see that, and I was most impressed. Yeah.
I'm very proud of that, extremely proud of that.
Well, it's so exciting speaking with you, and it's so refreshing to hear a company that seems to be really supporting their people in wonderful initiatives. And I'm also seeing that having a catchy phrase to describe a program seems to, you know, give people sort of a bit of a lift in terms of its perception and attracting popularity. So I love all these catchphrase terms. What's just in closing, Simali, what do you see as some of the trends in HR?
I think one of the important trends that's emerging, and we spoke about it at the HR Summit as well, is hybrid working. People are still, you know, we are getting back to work, but yes, we are also at home. Yeah, so all the companies out there, where we had a session, we had a whole panel discussion on hybrid working. That's one of the trends, and it's going to stay. It's there for the long haul, the hybrid working part. The important part is, how are HR professionals embracing it in the organization, and how are they making sure while people are productive, they continue to perform, but they're also there at work engaging. So we introduced a hybrid policy about two years back at HP. And we always had that flexibility with employees. You know, whenever required to work from home, you could do that. We always had a flexi time policy, but we went ahead and we told employees, hey, the importance of a workplace is that you have to come there for social engagement, for meeting face-to-face. You should not be checking emails out there while at work. It's important that you're socially engaging, you're meeting your team members, you're meeting your manager, you're meeting your peers, and you're also celebrating out there certain occasions. So hybrid working is one of the trends that's a very important trend currently. And all HR professionals are talking about it. There were questions like, you know, hey, do you have a formal policy for the same? And are people actually getting back to work? So that's one of the trends. Another trend that's there is how to take care of your people. You know, there have been too many Zoom meetings, and they're experiencing a fatigue. So how to ensure that, you know, that Zoom fatigue goes away and your people are definitely engaged and they're out there, you know, enjoying what they love doing. So that's another important trend that, you know, we need to take care of. And we at HP are doing a lot of things to take care of.
You know, it makes a big difference if you give people some guidance into the difference between what they do at home and what they do in the office, and that the office is not just about working, it's about engaging with their colleagues, because so many good ideas come from that engagement. And
absolutely.
And you've got to maintain relationships and connect with people. Not only that, for most people, that sense of belonging is really important too.
You're right.
Thank you so much, Simali. It's been exciting speaking with you, and just exciting to hear all the initiatives that HP is bringing in. Are there any closing thoughts you'd like to, any advice you'd like to give to any middle or senior managers that might be listening?
I think, you know, HR is a very responsible position, and it's a position of care where people really look up to you, you know, when you talk about managing self and leading others. You really need to be very empathetic, and you need to be a people's person to have this role. So my message to all the managers is, you know, when you, especially those in HR, that, you know, when you're managing others and influencing others, be there for them very genuinely. Make sure that trust is there, that empathy is there. And then only all these initiatives will work, because people will feel, hey, there's something genuinely, if this person is taking that initiative or is introducing this, must be for my benefit, to make my life better.
Simali, thank you so much for sharing your time.
Thank you, Nina. It's been a pleasure talking to you.
So we'll see you next time.
Thank you.
Nina Sunday is on a mission to help leaders transform culture. To book Nina Sunday CSP to speak at your conference, visit ninasunday.com to request a proposal. Nina travels from Brisbane, Australia for in-person presentations Australia-wide. Twice certified virtual presenter, Nina Sunday presents virtually, globally, for any time zone.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.